This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Sal, can we talk a little bit about the community? Now, as an international person arriving in Syracuse, for many healthcare workers, they might think, well, I know New York City, but I don't really know Syracuse. What could anybody expect from the community in Syracuse?
Well, there's a lot of nurses here coming from other countries, and especially the Philippines. And we have a community here, the Philan community, that takes care of the people here in upstate New York, like charity programs or any other activities. They invited them just to, you know, give them a support or to enjoy their time. We have parties, we have picnics, we have Christmas party, we have a sort of a Valentine's party, just to have them enjoy after working hard. So that's my objective of having this community keep rolling, so that people will have a sense of togetherness. There is no separation. I encourage everybody, either Filipino, Americans, I encourage everybody to unite. We are in one umbrella, helping each other. And I'm glad that there's a lot of nurses now that came to know this organization, and they connect with me.
And we love that. The community there is really supportive and really helpful to each other, especially during that transition time.
Correct. We also do charities, not only in the United States, but also abroad, like the Philippines. We send a lot of medical supplies during emergency situations, like the recent three typhoons that occurred in we send through my agency a lot of medical supplies for the people. And also we have the Feed the Hungry program. In one barangay, in one group, we send money or just have them food, buy food, and then have them enjoy.
Love it. Well, I love that you pay it forward, and that you have all of those different support mechanisms in the community. I know, obviously, the pandemic changed things a bit, where people couldn't get together. But I know that in the past, I've heard about your big Christmas parties that you've held. Tell us about your last big Christmas party. How many people came? What happened? What did you do?
Well, our last Christmas party was that was in 2019, and I think it's about 300 people attended. I tried to invite many nurses all over upstate New York. There's a lot of them that came. Unfortunately, some of the Connecticut nurses cannot come because of they are on duty, especially night shift. But we have a great big turnout. Everybody enjoyed, and all of them, because we have a lot of things to do, like fashion show, like raffle. There's a lot of big prizes that we do.
A lot of fun. So are you planning to have more functions now?
Yes, actually, this year, I already made a plan for this year, starting on June 25. We are celebrating our Philan Gala Night in commemoration of the Philippine Independence Day. That's June 25. And the next will be our picnic on August 20. Then followed by, again, the Christmas party on December 3. So please, all those in upstate New York can come. You're all invited. Take note of these dates. Check my Facebook page.
Fabulous. So lots of fun things to look forward to.
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay. Is it safe to live in upstate New York, especially in Syracuse, Sal?
Yes, generally, compared to other states, Syracuse is a safe place to live. Although there are some, you know, incidences about crime, but it is well controlled. I know the chief of police who update me also of how the situation is about crimes. And, you know, it's normal for other places. There's some that incident that going on, but it is controlled.
Okay, good. So really, I think overall, Syracuse is known to be a very safe place, but it is a city, and like any city all over the world.
Yes.
There's going to be some element of crime, but overall a very, you know, known to be a safe, kind of like a family-friendly area. Am I right, Sal?
Yes. Plus, you know, if you are in a other places, you got to know how to protect yourself. Don't go out at night, you know, by yourself, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just good common sense.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about how multicultural the area is. You've spoken more specifically about the Filipino community, the Phil-Am community. Can you talk about, you know, other nationalities that might be
living? There's a lot of organizations here that, like Chinese, India, Middle East. There's a lot of organizations here in every country. Actually, when I sent the donation, I met some of the Ukrainian organizations. And that's how I found out that there's a lot of them here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big organization too. And we helped them out because of the ongoing war over there. So wow. I'm glad, you know, we were able to share some help to them.
Yeah. So that's amazing. I did not know that about people from the Ukraine. But I think that there are a lot of people from countries all over the world in Syracuse, correct? Oh,
yes, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about the food. Let's talk about the food.
Well, because first of all, the Filipino food, if you have friends around, you know, Filipinos here are very friendly. Even the Americans. So if they want Filipino food, just call your friend and they're going to cook for you.
Uh-huh.
They offer you some food. For example, if you like a specific food for Filipinos, adobo, most of them know how to cook adobo. And they group themselves. Sometimes they invite people to their house and have some, you know, that just cook food for the Filipinos. Now, if you want other recipes, like for India, there's a lot of restaurants here from India. Chinese, there's a lot of Chinese and Vietnamese restaurants here. The only thing we don't have here is at this point of time, we don't have a Filipino restaurant. But we can order from people around who sell or can cook for us.
Okay, interesting. In fact, I'm just thinking back, Sal, to when you and I met, there was a Filipino restaurant.
Yes.
At one time many years back, and that's how Sal and I actually met many years ago. So hopefully they'll start up again. But in the meantime, there's no problem getting the Filipino food.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
You've lived in Syracuse area for 40 years, so obviously you like it, and it has been a great experience for you. What has surprised you about living in Syracuse?
What surprised me is, you know, first of all, what I like.
Okay.
I like, in general, not only in Syracuse, but the healthcare system in the United States. I'm just comparing the other countries like Philippines or other countries that I'm with. The healthcare system is very good. In my opinion, is the best.
I agree.
Yes. And for the things that I don't like is if the people that I organize, if they don't unite, if they don't cooperate, that's the thing I don't like, because I have to push myself on the deepest thing, how to unite themselves. And that's the only thing. If we don't unite, our strength will be weakened right away. But if you have the unity among Filipinos and other nationals here living in Syracuse, that would be a perfect environment.
Yeah, and that's the goal. And Sal, let's talk a little bit about schooling. So can you talk a little bit about the school system in Syracuse?
Yes, actually, there is a review on the school system in Syracuse. Generally, United States, I think it's the best school system, one of the best system school system in the world. As far as Syracuse, we have the one of the top 10 university here, the Syracuse University. And lots of Filipinos are coming over to study, especially, you know, the master's degree. A lot of Filipinos have graduated from that university. Secondly, we have the Colgate University and somewhere in Binghamton. What university is that? There are three big universities here.
Okay.
Yes. So, if you send your son or daughters to come and study, I think rest assured they will get a good reputation from this university. Yeah. Oh, the third one is the Cornell University.
Very famous.
No, the Binghamton. Yes.
Yeah. So all three very famous, well-known universities.
Yes, right. They're one of the top 10. Yes.
Yeah. Very well known. And can you talk, if you were advising a parent that had just arrived from outside of the United States and maybe they had young children, what would you advise them about the school district and how things work in Syracuse?
Get all information about the requirements, because there's a lot of requirements before you get in. And there are some schools, you know, that it depends on the location of where you stay. As usually our, normally there are good schools, there are not good schools, things like that. But if you get some information about sending your kids to a school, it depends on where you live. Mm-hmm. But rest assured, all the students here are safe. They are really protected.
Good. Sal, let's talk a little bit about housing. Can you talk about how to find housing, renting, buying? Can you talk to us a little bit about that in Syracuse?
Well, housing here, if you buy a house compared to other cities, as I've said, it's a lot cheaper. Like, for example, I can say a figure. If you have you don't mind if I tell a figure, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
If your house worth about, let's say, $350,000, it's a big six-bedroom or five- or six-bedroom. Compared to California or other states, that's going to be a million already. So yeah. You can just imagine the difference.
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
There's a huge difference, and there's a lot of apartments here to live. Mm-hmm. A lot of houses are being built right now. And, people are just keep buying houses. In my area, I saw a sign, house for sale. And then after 3 to 5 days, it sold out.
Wow. So a big demand for housing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of areas here that good houses and rentals, there's no problem. There's a lot of them.
So there's a lot of, there's availability.
Availability, yes.
Okay. Where have you traveled most on holiday?
Well, first of all, I traveled nearby, upstate New York. There's a lot of Thousand Islands. It's a very beautiful place. Niagara Falls and the Adirondacks, where if you want to go camping, it's very nice. We have too many parks to go through.
Too many.
And if I go for vacation, sometimes I go to other states like Florida, like Maryland, or other cities, Las Vegas, if you want to play.
All right. So we're coming to the end of the show, but one important question, we've kind of touched on it, but we haven't really spoken too much about it. And I think important to share with everybody is the cost of living. So, you know, we've spoken about obviously that it is less expensive than, for example, New York City, and international nurses or med techs might be more familiar with New York City than Syracuse.
The cost of living, 63 lower in Syracuse.
Yeah.
86 lower. Yes. Transportation, yes. This is a good figure to refer with.
So everywhere, if we compare Syracuse to Manhattan to New York City, there's a massive, massive cost difference. Can you talk a little bit about the cost of living and the taxes in the area?
Well, the taxes is all the same. We still have the 8% tax as far as the state of New York. They're all the same compared to other state.
Okay.
It's only 8%.
It's only 8%. There you go. Okay. So a lot of good information about the area and what to expect if you were to come and live in Syracuse, New York. Sal, what would you say to anybody as we finish off now about coming to live in Syracuse? What's your advice?
Everybody, the people in Syracuse, everybody is welcoming you. Anywhere you come from, either Filipinos, India, living in Syracuse, you will see the difference if you travel around the world or anywhere in the state. You will see the difference when you live in Syracuse. You have to compare yourself. And if you need help, you know, the authorities can help you. Just call any help. Just call the police. For example, the police, if you call them for help, they immediately respond to you. And as I've said, the way of living here is a little bit lower compared to others. And you will like the Syracuse area. Not only Syracuse, but, the adjacent cities, the neighboring cities like Binghamton, Portland, Albany, Rochester. You know, those are beautiful cities. They are comparatively small cities than like New York. But if you intend to live here, I already mentioned few of the things that you may encounter. And you got to know how to adjust yourself. Anywhere you go, you got to know how to adjust yourself. By then, you will know if you like it or not. But when you are in Syracuse, I assure you, the place is very good for you, especially if you like, countryside living. You will like Syracuse.
Okay.
Or generally upstate New York.
Fabulous. Well, those are very positive, encouraging, inspiring words, Sal. So we're gonna finish off now, but I think that's a great place to end off. And thank you so much to Salvador, who has shared his journey, his experience, his advice for anybody who is coming to live in the Syracuse, New York area. It has been so informative, so interesting, and I know that you've helped so many people all over the world today, Sal. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for being a part of this show.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.